Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're having a very blessed Sunday. Today I was inspired with a word called peace. I began to go down that thought pattern of what peace has done in my life. I go down the thought pattern of what peace can do in a person's life. And then it is such a beautiful thing to realize and see for yourself and understand the feeling of this beautiful word called peace. For many, many years, I always thought peace was attained by following a organization of worship. I thought peace was attained by listening to things that I thought would fulfill my peace. And it has just been so impressive to me that peace is actually fulfilled by me making my life able to accept that peace from Jesus Christ. I began to think about all the times that I have lost my peace due to anger or hatred or negative thinking. And it is such a sad thing when I lose my peace, because my peace is my life. My peace is what I use to move forward in life. My peace is what I want to make my life more beneficial to myself and others. And when I portray that peace on an outward appearance, because I can feel it in my own life and heart, people recognize that. And they're able to see when I have that peace, because there's a glow about me. There's an aura about me that lets them know that I'm enthused about life. And when that peace is simply there, it is attainable by me making my life such a beautiful thing and accepting that peace into my heart. But oh, today as I look at the world, I look at everything going on, I look at the wars going on, I look at all the sadness. Is there peace today? Can you imagine if we all went on our knees this afternoon and asked God that we can attain or get this peace in our life today? Can you imagine what would happen? There would be a beautiful uplifting within our own mindset, within our own communities, within the world. And that peace would make beautiful things happen. Everyone would benefit from that peace. Everyone would be looking at their life and wondering why they never attained this peace years ago. But oh, today, I'm just here today to say that I challenge you all to accept or make this peace attainable in your own life. Because the reason it's such a beautiful thought to me is I lived without it for too long. And I thought it was attainable for the wrong ways too much of my life. Because it seems like you can only get that peace when you resolve issues in your own heart and mind. And when you accept your lot in life, and you can accept challenges that come your way or mountains that come your way that are hard to climb. But when you have that peace, those mountains look tiny, and you're able to cross them with the Lord Jesus' hand. Have an awesome day. Just wanted to share my thoughts.